This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, February 27th, God's word for you today is continual coming. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 18, verse 1, which says, "One day, Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up." Jesus told a story in Luke 18, verse 1 to 8, please read, of the importunate woman. And right at the beginning, Jesus tells us the objective of the story is that we should always pray and never give up. God is saying to you and I, do not give up. You have been praying. Do not give up. Keep on praying. Be persistent. What God is saying to us in this story is that He is a good God and He will answer our prayers, and He will in the name of Jesus. A classic is the story of Daniel in Daniel 10. Daniel had been fasting for 21 days, the Bible says. Now, something very interesting is shared in Daniel 10, verse 12, which says, "Then he said, don't be afraid, Daniel. Since the first day you began to pray for understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your request has been heard in heaven. I have come in answer to your prayer." But it took 21 days for Daniel to get the answer to his prayers. What happened? The dynamics of the supernatural is being exposed here. Daniel 10 verse 13 to 14 says, "But for 21 days, the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the archangels, came to help me. And I left him there with the spirit prince of the kingdom of Persia. Now, I am here to explain what will happen to your people in the future, for this vision concerns a time yet to come." There are people who have prayed for things. The things have been released, but there is a spirit prince that is blocking the way. As you begin to engage heaven and take charge spiritually, that spirit prince will not survive in the name of Jesus. There was a blockage. So sometimes it is possible that there is a blockage to your prayer. The place of prayer is the place of removing every barricade and every blockage. So, if you have prayed for something, do not give up. In fact, what you prayed for shows what you really think about God. Your prayers reveal what you think about God. You could pray, "Lord, I just want to be able to eat, me, my wife, and my children." Or you could pray, "I do not just want my family alone to eat. I want to be able to feed 500 people and employ another 500 people." These are clearly two different prayers. One feels it is all about him or her, all about his or her family. But the other feels God is more than enough. God can do more than I can think or imagine. Acts 16 verse 25 to 26 says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed." Notice that Paul and Silas did not just pray. They prayed at a particular time of the day. They prayed at midnight. What is the big deal about praying at midnight? The first thing is, at midnight, there is heightened spiritual activity. Matthew 13 verse 25 says, "But that night, as the workers slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat, then slipped away." At midnight. Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to persist in prayer and never give up. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.